The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. Blessed Christmas to all. So good to see all of you here. Last Sunday, in my message, I mentioned a radio program, a national public radio, that featured a father and his daughter talking about whether or not she should bring a baby into this troubled world. The father wisely told her that the birth of a baby, even in a troubled world, is an act of hope. And I went on to talk about how angels came to tell Mary the same thing. Angels came to tell Joseph the same thing. And tonight we're going to kind of wrap it up together a little bit in our celebration of Advent and Christmas by realizing how angels also came to share the same message with those shepherds, watching over their flocks in the fields by night. There was a baby coming, a baby born, who is to be our Savior and our Lord. The hope of Mary and Joseph, the hope of the shepherds, and the hope that belongs to each one of us as well. I mentioned to the children how tough those old shepherds must have been. We often think of those shepherds as being kind of the outcasts of society and things like that, but you really shouldn't have that view of these biblical shepherds by any means. In his book, William Fortune, One Second After, he describes what America might look like if in an instant we immediately lost all electrical power, all communication, and all transportation. In just days, in weeks, and months, people would be fighting over water, over food, over medicine. And suddenly, some of the oldest professions in the world would become the most important of all. Professions like farming and herding. These were men who lived close to the land and lived close to God. And it might have been for that reason that God chose them to be the next in line to receive the announcement of the first Christmas and of the greatest gift that God would give to this world. Abraham, Moses, and David were all shepherds, and their faith is highlighted and held up to us as a great example in the Bible. And we too are now receiving that same angelic announcement again as we come to Christmas Eve services and to hear this message again from St. Luke to us that comes from this angel and the glory that surrounded that angel and the multitude of angels that showed up shortly after that. As I also told the children, these shepherds were very afraid of this angel. And the reason for that is because these angels that come to bring the message of the first Christmas were holy angels. This funny thing in the Bible, evil angels, human beings kind of like. The Bible tells us that these evil angels can even appear to be beautiful and desirable to human beings. But not so with holy angels. Holy angels show up and most everybody falls on their faces screaming in terror because holiness exposes us. It shows ourselves who we really are before God. And that is a frightening thing. It's like some kind of X-ray or something that reveals all of the sin inside of us. But this angel did not come to condemn these shepherds, but rather to comfort. Luke tells us that the angel said he came to bring good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Not in a palace, and not laid on some very soft, fine fabric created by human technology, but rather laid in a manger, licked smooth by the tongues of cows and sheep, and laid on the hay, which probably had just recently been taken from the field itself. And this, the angel announced to the shepherds, is indeed the Savior, the Christ, the Lord. The essential miracle of Christmas, and really for all of us tonight, it is the essential miracle of life itself. I'm sure the shepherds knew the limitations of their survival skills, as tough as they may have been. It's important for us also to know the limitations of our own survival skills in this world, because there's not enough knowledge, there's not enough skill, there isn't a great work ethic, there isn't enough government, there isn't enough technology ever to save us from sin. It poisons our souls, it turns us against each other, and worst of all, it turns us against God. And as the writer of the first Psalm, verse 6 says, the way of the ungodly will perish. But John tells us in his first letter, as we begin to read the rest of the New Testament, and understand what this miracle of Christmas is all about, as we just confessed it as a nice summary in the Apostles' Creed, John tells us, you know that he appeared to take away our sins. And the writer of the book of Hebrews says, inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he shared in the same, so that through death, he might destroy the power, the one who had the power of death, that is, the devil. This angel in the glory of God, who at first brought fear to those shepherds, brought them great joy in the good news of the gospel. And then, if that wasn't enough to shake them up, he was completely surrounded by a multitude, an army of angels. And now, together, this choir of angels sings glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill to men. And isn't that what we as human beings crave most of all? The world roils in injustice, hatred, anger, abuse, selfishness, and cheating. This is the news of the world. But the angels brought the news of God, the good news, the news of a Savior that brings peace to all. We struggle internally with that same poison of sin, but by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit, that sin is always under control, always being subdued through repentance and forgiveness. There are many who still and always will reject that grace. And that's why we have to understand the way things are in this world. Jesus said, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. And yet, in spite of all of those things in our world, he also says, this good news will be preached to all nations. And when that good news is preached, the peace will come. Let's fast forward history about 30 years into the future from the time of the shepherds and of Bethlehem and the birth of Christ in the manger. Let's move right on past the cross where Christ hung, and after 3 days he rose from the dead and commissioned his disciples to go and preach the message of the gospel to all nations. And then we find ourselves with the fisherman and apostle Peter standing in, of all places, in the house of a Roman centurion, another man known for his toughness, a commander of 100 Roman soldiers, who I'm sure had many, many encounters with all sorts of evil. But he was looking for more than a sword to contend with the evils of this world. And he prayed to God, and God sent him the apostle Peter. And Peter preached that gospel, almost exactly like we just confessed it there in the Apostles' Creed. And Luke in the book of Acts chapter 10 tells us that Peter preached peace through Jesus Christ. That is God's glory. His creation is a wonderful part of God's glory. But even greater than that will be the peace that God brings through His Son, Jesus, who gave His perfect life in place of ours to save us and all from their sins. So tonight, we have come to Bethlehem to see what this angel had been talking about. And we go like those shepherds, making widely known the saying which had been told to them. We have a Savior. He is Christ the Lord. Because of this peace of Christmas, we can, as Paul says, rejoice always. Because of this peace of Christmas, we can, again, as he says, let your gentleness be known to all. And again, because of this Christmas peace, the babe of Bethlehem, the Christ, the Lord, the Savior, we can be anxious for nothing. In everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Lord, bless our Christmas celebration this year. Thank you so much for giving us the privilege to hear again this message, to hear it not only tonight, but every day, to live in it, and to share it with the world around us. For wherever it goes, to the ends of this earth, it brings your peace and your glory. Amen.